Michelle Weddington.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with all of you. And I have to tell you, this is my first Zoom Sunday service that I've had the opportunity to speak at. So this is another new experience for me, and I'm excited to have it. And I'm just knowing it's going to go really well. And before I start talking, I have something to say. I think some famous politician once said, before I speak, I have something to say. So what I want to say before I speak is thank you, Bill. You are amazing. And you guys know how amazing he is. But I have such a special place in my heart for you, Reverend Bill. And you are such a combination of profound spiritual depth, quirky humor, and technological genius. Now that is what I call a well-rounded person, right? Isn't that amazing, right? And what Bill did for our live conference that we had for the Affiliated New Thought Network just a couple of weeks ago was truly a gift and incredible. So thank you, Bill, for who you are and all you do, and for letting me be here with you today. Because I want to talk about enthusiasm and the power of enthusiasm. I love that word. And I love words that Ralph Waldo Emerson had to say about enthusiasm. He wrote, "Every great and commanding movement in the annals of the world is due to the triumph of enthusiasm. Nothing great was ever achieved without it." Nothing great was ever achieved without it. So what we're going to talk about today, the greatness that can be achieved when we bring enthusiasm to our lives. So I really love words, and I love precise definitions, and I'm a little bit of a nerd in that way that I used to, one of my favorite things to do used to be was to, I still do it now and again, is to read the dictionary. I know that's kind of strange, but I love to read the dictionary. And I also, one of my favorite books is Strunk and White's Elements of Style. Anybody know Elements? All right, bringing you new elements. One of my favorite books, Elements of Style. So anyway, I decided I went to look up enthusiasm and see what the dictionary had to say about it. And in the American Heritage Dictionary, there are actually three definitions of enthusiasm. I want to share two of them with you right now. I'm going to save the third one for a little bit. So the two definitions, which are not going to come as any big surprise, are great excitement for or interest in a subject or cause. No big surprise there. Second definition is a source or cause of great excitement or interest. Again, no big surprise there. So I wanted to dig a little bit deeper, and I wanted to find a little bit more about enthusiasm. And oh my gosh, in my, you know, thank goodness for the internet, it made ministry so much easier. My goodness, so much easier now that there's an internet and you can just look stuff up. And so I was just researching, you know, definitions for enthusiasm, and I ran across something that made me so excited, because another thing that I absolutely love are crossword puzzles. I like words, so I love crossword puzzles. I found the 200 answers to the crossword puzzle clue enthusiasm. So there's 200 different answers in crossword puzzles for the word enthusiasm. And so I'd like to share with you now all 200. No, just kidding, because that would probably take up my whole time to talk. So I'm not going to give all 200, but I'm going to give you a smattering of them in alphabetical order, not necessarily order of popularity, but just listen to these words and bring these words into your beingness. So these are all synonyms, really, for enthusiasm. So here we go. You're not going to be able to write them down because I'm going to go through them kind of quickly, but here they go. Appreciation, ardency, bliss, bounce, buoyancy, cheerfulness, delight, determination, devotion, ecstasy, effervescence, elation, enjoyment, excitement, exhilaration, expectancy, exuberation, fervor, flair, gaiety, get up and go, glow, guts, happiness, heartiness, high spirits, inspiration, joy, liveliness, moxie. That's my favorite one. Optimism, passion, perseverance, pizzazz, positivism, resourcefulness, sparkle, sprightliness, spunk, thrill, vigor, vitality, vivaciousness, wholeheartedness, zeal, and zest. Now that's enthusiasm. I kind of got all tingly when I was reading those words. They just brought something up in me that was exciting. And I'm going to say not just, it didn't just bring up enthusiasm, it brought up enthusiasm. And that is a term that I actually heard at one of my first conferences that I went to of the Affiliated New Thought Network. And I don't remember who said it. It might have been one of the co-founders, Dr. Dominic Polifrone. But enthusiasm is what we're really striving for here. And I believe we are meant to live in enthusiasm. A life of aspiration, bliss, cheerfulness, ecstasy, fervor, glow, high spirits, inspiration, joy, liveliness, moxie, optimism, pizzazz, positiveness, resourcefulness, sparkle, thrill, vitality, wholeness, and zest, just to name a few. Now you might say, well, that sounds real all well and good, Michelle. And have you taken a look at the world lately? Have you looked around at what's happening? Maybe there's not that much to be enthusiastic about. It's kind of scary out there and people are challenged and life is difficult. It's different than it ever used to be. And a lot of challenges out there. And I don't really need a cheerleader here talking to me about enthusiasm. I get it. Valid point. And I want to dive a bit into this word. Find out what does it really mean? And what these synonyms can bring and the power that this word has and can bring in our lives, despite whatever conditions, circumstances, life experiences are happening for us individually or in our world. So strap in, ready? Here we go. So the first thing I want to uncover is what does enthusiasm really mean? What does it really, really mean at its core? And because, as you already know, I'm a word person, I love to look at the etymology of words. And I always have to think very carefully about if I said that right, because sometimes I want to say entomology, but entomology actually means the study of bugs, and that's not what I mean. But etymology is the study of the origin of words. Where did they come from? So where did enthuse come from? Well, it came from the Greeks, and it's made up of two parts, en, and theos. Entheos is the root word of, or the original word of enthuse. And okay, this is a question that if you want to throw it in the chat or you want to unmute yourself and answer, I would love for you to do that. And I'll tell you back in when I had my center, obviously we're meeting live back in those days, and I am not above bribing. So I would ask questions to the congregation. And if they had the right answer, I would toss them chocolate. So I don't have any chocolate here to toss you, but it would be a long toss from Phoenix to try to get it to you. But does anybody know what theos means? Anybody want to just pop in really fast with what does theos mean? Okay, Jesus, I see you there. What does theos mean? Unmute yourself. Oh, you're muted. Okay, I see divinity coming in from a chat.
God.
Thank you. Exactly. Theo, you're right. Absolutely. I see the chats coming in. And yes, theos means God. Theology, the study of God. So enthused literally means God infused, God inside, God filled. So to be enthusiastic, to have enthusiasm is the act of expressing our God-filledness or our God-infusedness. So I said a moment ago that the American Heritage Dictionary has three definitions. I read you the two. I want to read you the next one. And then I'm going to tweak it slightly because I've always done this. I love to tweak. I've tweaked Ernest Holmes. I've tweaked Jesus. I tweak myself. And I used to actually refer to myself as a tweaker. But then one of the members in my congregation told me that probably was not a good thing to call myself, because I really don't use methamphetamines. And so I'm really not a tweaker. I didn't know that. I'm a little naive. I didn't know if that's what that meant. So anyway, so I don't say I'm a tweaker anymore, but I do like to tweak words. So I'm going to read you what the dictionary said, and then I'm going to tweak it just a little bit. So the third definition in the American Heritage Dictionary is this: for enthusiasm, ecstasy arising from supposed possession by a god. My tweak to that is ecstasy arising from possession by God. Ecstasy arising from our God nature within. Enthusiasm is part of our natural state. It's who and it is what we are. It is not just an emotional response when good things happen in our lives. So what this says is enthusiasm is not an effect. It is not a result. It is a cause. Take a breath with that. That's good. That's good, juicy stuff. Enthusiasm is not a result or an effect. It is a cause. Ernest Holmes, you know, I had to quote Ernest Holmes somewhere here today, and I'm not going to tweak this at all, I promise. This comes out of the book, The Power of an Idea. And Ernest wrote, enthusiasm is a complete assurance and confidence that there is a power within us greater than we are and that we may use it. It should be our purpose to awaken this joy in us again and again and enter into the game of living, not sitting on the sidelines as though we were isolated, but on the field ourselves. It is God's enthusiasm, and it becomes ours upon our acceptance. So we know this is a fundamental New Thought religious science principle. We are God in expression, right? And so we are enthusiasm in expression. But in order for it to be activated in us, we have to accept it. We have to make a conscious connection to it. But when we do that, when we make a conscious connection to enthusiasm, we place ourselves in the surging, flowing, ever-creative tide of life. So let's be clear again. I just want to say this again. Living a life of enthusiasm doesn't mean denying facts. And yes, there are a lot of facts in our world, maybe in our individual lives, that are challenging. They're difficult. But I pose that living from our God center, our God-given enthusiasm, gives us the power within to make shifts and changes in our lives and in the lives of those around us and in our world in powerful, powerful, might I say, powerful ways. So what kind of powerful ways do I mean? So I mean when you awaken to your innate enthusiasm for life and you bring that to whatever you do in life and out in the world, shift happens. Now, there was an F in that word. I want to make sure you heard that. Shift happens. A shift toward the good, a shift toward the whole, a shift toward the loving happens. It means when we zealously embrace the fullness of the life you have been blessed with, you become a blessing to the world. It means when you share your gifts with joy and happiness, you have more and more opportunities to share your gifts. It means when you bring vitality and get up and go to all that you do, you feel an aliveness like you've never felt. This is powerful stuff. You feeling this? This is powerful stuff. You're also catching the synonyms for enthusiasm in here, right? It means when you are passionate about the idea of coming from your spiritual core, you become a living testament to the power of the divine. It means when you are spunky, you become a greater magnet for your good. It means when you have guts to step out of your fear and do that which you didn't think you do great things. It means when you bring flair to all that you do, you get noticed in good ways. And it means when you live from bliss, well, you live in bliss. So that's pretty powerful stuff. That's the power of living from your innate enthusiasm. You have the power to create, not just to react. You have the power to be responsible, not just to be responsive. You have the power to be the cause for good. You have the power to do great things. And that power is found in enthusiasm. So I love that Dr. Bill had you unmute before and say an affirmation aloud. I would love to invite you to do that right now with me. And so if you want to unmute, or if you don't want to unmute, that's okay. But still, I invite you to say this. And so I'll chunk it up and then you'll say it after me. We'll do it a couple times. I have the power to be the cause for good.
I have the power to be the cause for good.
I have the power to do great things.
I have the power to do great things.
And that power is found in my enthusiasm.
And that power is found in my enthusiasm.
I love that. I love that. I don't know how many of you are familiar with, I think I wasn't planning to say this, so I don't have her name in my head. Amy Cousy, I believe her name was. She was a, she's a social scientist and a researcher. She did a TED Talk and she talked about power stances. And one of the power stances is standing up, which you don't have to do now, but raising your arms up as you say something powerful. So we're going to do this one more time. Here we go. I have the power to be the cause for good.
I have the power
to be the cause for good.
Take their hands off their button.
That's right. That's right. I have the power to do great things.
I have the power to do great things.
And that power is found in my enthusiasm.
And that power is found in my enthusiasm.
So I'm going to read again that list of all, well, not all 200, but the list I gave you before of the synonyms for enthusiasm. And as I do this time, I want you to be finding one or two. Find one or two that could be your word that would bring you power to create, not to react, to be that power for good, to be that power to do the great thing. So here's the list again. I just want you to find a word or two in here that really works for you. I'm seeing some of you close your eyes. I love that you're doing that. Here we go. Appreciation, ardency, bliss, bounce, buoyancy, cheerfulness, delight, determination, devotion, ecstasy, effervescence, elation, enjoyment, excitement, exhilaration, expectancy, exuberance, fervor, flair, gaiety, get up and go, glow, guts, happiness, hardiness, high spirits, inspiration, joy, liveliness, moxie, optimism, passion, perseverance, pizzazz, positivism, resourcefulness, sparkle, sprightliness, spunk, thrill, vigor, vitality, vivaciousness, wholeheartedness, zeal, and zest. So just anchor in on one of those, or two of those, or three of those, and make them your touchstones, your words for living the life of enthusiasm and bringing the power that you have to your life. So I want to leave you with a visual. I love anchoring things in a way that you'll remember. So this is probably something you will not ever forget in terms of an example of enthusiasm. One day there was a farmer who wanted to breed his female pig, his sow. And so he called his neighbor farmer, and he said, "Could I bring my sow over and breed her with your boar?" And the farmer said, "Of course, you certainly may." So the farmer loads his sow up into the truck. He takes her over to the other farmer, puts her in the pen with the boar. He goes off and has coffee with the other farmer. They're chatting, they're talking, you know, while the deed is being done over there in the pen. And the farmer with the sow says to the other farmer, "So tell me, how will I know if this takes? You know, how will I know if she's pregnant?" And the other farmer said, "Oh, easy peasy. Tomorrow morning, if she's walking in a circle in her pen, she's pregnant." Cool. So the next morning, the farmer looks out the window of his bedroom. Nah, she is not walking around in her pen. She is lying in the mud like normal. So he loads her up in the truck. He takes her back, puts her in the pen with the boar. Again, they do the deed, come home. The next morning, the farmer looks out with excitement, but no, she's lying again in the mud. She is not walking around her pen. For the third time, the farmer loads her up in the truck, takes her to the other farmer, et cetera, et cetera. Next morning, the farmer, he doesn't even want to look. So he says to his wife, "Will you look out the window and will you tell me what's happening out there with the pig?" So the wife says, "Sure, I'm happy to do that." So she looks out the window and she stands there for a moment, and then she says, And the farmer said, What? Is she rooting around in the mud?" "No, she's not." He goes, "Oh my gosh, well then she must be walking around in the pen. Yay, it took." And the wife says, No, she's not doing that either." Farmer said, "Well, if she's not rooting around in the mud and she's not walking in the pen, what is she doing?" "She's sitting in the truck honking the horn." That, my friends, is enthusiasm. Namaste.